Hello.
Hello, can I speak with Constance McLean?
Yes, this is she.
And I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. By any chance, does anyone in your house work for news media outlets such as print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
And may I know, are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
And I know it's a long way off, but I wish that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices.
Yes, I plan to.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And may I know your race? This is for statistical purposes only.
African American.
And may I know your age if it doesn't bother you?
No, I'd prefer not to say.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and the Congress must focus on. For each, I just want to scale it from 0 to 10 and how important the issue is for you and to have them focused on. Remember, use the 10 for most important, 5 is for somewhat, and 0 isn't important at all. Remember, 0 to 10. This is the first one. Improving K through 12 education.
7.
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Reducing substance abuse in our communities.
I'd say 8.
Lowering the cost in healthcare and prescription drugs.
9.
Making college more affordable.
10.
Thank you. And thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
It's a weighted question. I would say we're the same. It's not getting better. Not getting worse, but it can be a lot of improvement.
Okay. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
What was that again?
And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Did you say health care?
And health outcomes in general.
Health outcomes? Oh, I would
yeah.
say not as good. I would say not. That definitely is there room for improvement.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact in the African American community? And you can tell me up to 2 of the list I'm going to tell you. Heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, vaping, cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana and other cannabis products, opioids and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, or something else you have in mind?
What would I say? I would say, God, that's a hard question. I would say probably alcohol and marijuana.
Okay.
I guess they're all bad. I don't know.
Okay. And I just want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. And this tobacco reduction, this is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't reach to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing this program, tobacco harm reduction, will improve health outcomes in the general African-American community?
Every other word is going in and out, so I'm not able to hear that last question, you know, in its entirety.
And let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good. And this is, do you agree or disagree that this program, tobacco harm reduction, and will improve health in the African
community? Oh my gosh, you're still
program
going in
to avoid.
Are you on a headset?
Hey, yes, I am.
Yeah, I don't know if your headset is like, I don't know what's going on with your headset, but yeah. It's like sometimes you hear like a wind sound in the background, like there's wind or, you know, air.
What about now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. It's when you start reading the question that it becomes, you know, kind of discombobulated, but let's try it one more time.
Okay. And do you feel that the tobacco harm reduction is and will improve health outcomes in the African American community? This is a program to help people getting into tobacco consume and nicotine abuse.
People getting into what? Like, did you say tobacco cessation classes? Cessation?
Yes. Yes, it's tobacco harm reduction. It's to lowering the risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And do you strongly or somewhat agree to that?
I would say strongly.
And now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, just tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all. E-cigarettes
okay.
And vapes.
Am I familiar with cigarettes and vapes?
E-cigarettes and vapes.
I mean,
the electronic
ones. I'm familiar with them.
Okay. Very familiar or somewhat?
I mean, somewhat.
What about oral nicotine pouches?
Who?
Oral nicotine pouches.
Never heard of it before in my life.
Okay. And what about heat not burn tobacco products?
Did you say what?
Heat not burn tobacco products.
Never heard of that before, ever.
Okay. Now I would like to give you a thing about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful, have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what will you say is the primary reason for these changes? Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market? More government restrictions and bans? More education and anti-tobacco advertising? Cost of smoking has gone up.
I would say more education on the effects of long-term smoking and the cost.
Okay, thank you very much. And now I'm going to tell you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Just tell me with which of them do you agree the most. This is the first one. The federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking. We know that cigarettes are made to the health risk that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. A smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternative pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they are willing or be able to quit entirely. Okay, basically, harm reduction. And this is the second one. The federal government cannot and should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco. Smokers have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. So, this means that it's too dangerous to smoke. With which of the statements do you agree the most? The first one or the second one?
I don't think the federal government should spend its time on advertising nicotine-free alternatives.
Okay, and do you strongly agree with that or somewhat agree with that?
I probably strongly agree with that. Okay, our time is almost up. I'm still working. Are we almost complete with this survey?
Yes, it's a few more questions. Just a couple more.
I can answer one more now, just one. Okay. So what's the next question?
Okay, and will you say they're more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
What was that again?
Will you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
No, I probably think both are pretty bad. I don't know. I think they're equally as bad, so.
Okay, I understand. Thank you very much.
All right. So hopefully you have everything you need for your survey, and have a good night.
Thank you very much for your time.